Thanks for walking me home, by the way. Yeah, I know we still have quite a bit to go, but I was being polite, okay? Yes, I can be polite at times. I'm a very proper lady, after all. Why does it have to rain on the day of our graduation party? No, this was our graduation party. The one our school threw for us fucking sucked. At least Sarah knows how to throw a proper party. Tonight was fucking great. You expected me to be blackout drunk at this point? Should I be offended? Because I think I ought to be offended. It's not like I get blackout drunk every weekend or something. I can have fun without getting drunk. I only had a few beers tonight, and I still had an amazing time. Well, okay, yeah, but that was one time. And I paid him back for the window I accidentally broke, so my point still stands, mister. Well, we found this baseball bat, just lying around for some reason. I don't really remember much of it, but I was demonstrating the fact that I could twirl it around and it kinda slipped. Yeah, I felt really guilty about it, but the guy was really chill. Such a shame you weren't there to see it. Although, I should probably get used to that since you're moving away for university. And I know you can't exactly commute back and forth like I will do, because your university is pretty far away and all that. I just hope you won't forget us or something. I know I'm being sappy, but it's going to be weird not having you around. Especially now that we're walking past our old school, I just feel weird. Like we've spent years and years here, making friends, being bored in class together, growing up together. And now it's just over. And all of a sudden, people I've known for years are just not gonna be here. I'm not gonna be here. You're not gonna be here. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited to go to university and experience student life and all that, but I don't feel like I'm ready to lose all of the friends I've made here. I don't feel like I'm ready to lose you. Yes, I know I can come visit you and you can come visit me, but it'll never be the same. Once you move out, you're gonna start a different chapter of your life. We're both gonna make new friends, and I hope that we don't grow apart, but we probably won't be able to hang out like we do now. It's all just going to be so different. The fact of the matter is, I'll forever be that girl you went to high school with. And I've come to terms with that. No, please don't say that. We're both smart enough to know that you and I are never going to be as close as we are now. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing. We should make the most of our time together now that you're still here. Actually, that's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Oh, God, the rain is getting worse. Maybe we should just look for some shelter, because there's no way we can get to my house without drowning. Oh, I know. The football field. It has those benches with covers, you know. We can sit under one of those. I know a spot where the fence is super easy to climb. Oh, come on, we graduated. What are they gonna do? They're not gonna take away our diplomas for seeking shelter during the rainpocalypse. Just live a little. First, the bench on the left wins. Suck it. So, how was the view? Did you get a good look at my panties under the skirt while I was climbing? Oh God, you did not just make that joke. Yes, it was absolutely dripping, just like the rest of me. Well, at least we have shelter now. It kind of sucks that all the school buildings are closed because it's cold as fuck in here. Yeah, it does feel a bit better to have you pressed against me, but you're all cold and wet too, so I don't know just how much you can warm me up like this. Talk? What talk? Oh, yeah, that. Well, since you're going away, I want to... No, I need to tell you something. I have a huge crush on you. It feels weird to say it out loud, but it's the truth. And I was always too afraid to act on my feelings, even though I'm like 99% sure you like me too, but I decided I had to speak up before you left. I think I've had a crush on you for about half a year now. I know, I'm sorry for not saying anything, but with everything happening this year and with how busy we both were, I just figured... Please, wait and listen. Yes, I really like that. But I need to tell the whole story before I either chicken out or get seduced by you. I don't want to be in a long-distance relationship. I don't want you to remember me like that girl from high school that you tried long-distance with, but it ultimately didn't work. And I also don't want you to remember me as nothing but a friend because we both know that we're more than just friends. And since you're leaving in a few days, I have a proposition for you. A chance to remember me as the girl that got away. A chance to have a satisfying and beautiful last memory of your high school life. A chance to be with me. A last night ever. Here and now, you and me. I would love nothing more than to spend my life with you, like this. Having adventures together, feeling like we can conquer the world, just you and I. But we both know that that's not meant to be right now. And it might never be. So I want to give you a chance. To be honest, I want to give us a chance. To have one single night that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. We both know that a relationship wouldn't work right now. But who says we have to end this chapter of our life on that sad fucking note? Fuck that, I have a fucking crush on you, and I want to fuck your brains out, even if that's the last thing we ever do together. You've gone awfully quiet. You're never quiet. Did I say something that made you upset? Hey, why are you going out in the field? It's fucking pouring rain. Are you crazy? No, I will not go out there. Have you gone mad? Fine. I'll come if it's that important to you. You feel the same way? Then... why are we in the middle of a football field in this insane fucking rainstorm instead of under that bench roof? Oh my God. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yes, I was acting dramatic, but this is not your romantic Netflix original moment. What do you mean, now it is? Oh my God, I'm making out in the rain with my high school crush. It feels like we're making a goddamn rom-com. Your lips feel way too good. Pinch me so I know I'm not dreaming. Of course you had to pinch me on the butt, didn't you? You pervert. Now take your goddamn shirt off. I've been waiting too long for this, and I'm going to make sure that you'll never forget tonight. Let me just take off my skirt and slide these panties down. Come on, don't just stand around and stare, silly. Come on, take off those pants. I want to see your cock. I bet you want my heels to stay on. Yeah, I've noticed how much you like it when I tower over you. And I kinda like it too. So, what do you think? I'm standing here in the pouring rain, wearing nothing but heels. Do you think you'll remember this 10 years from now? You better. You look fucking amazing, by the way. I'm so glad I finally get to see all of you. You've no idea how much I fantasized about this. I guess now is the right time for me to ruin your Netflix moment, because there's no way Netflix would include something like this in one of their movies. I'll start with a few kisses on your abs and your hips. Can you feel my soft, pillowy lips pressed against your wet skin? I want to make every kiss unforgettable. Look me in the eyes, baby. Watch me as I press my soft lips on the tips of your cock and slowly kiss my way down your beautiful rock hard shaft. You want me to suck your cock, don't you? What if I press my lips on your head and you put your hand on the back of my head and shove my face onto your cock? I bet you'd like that. Tastes amazing, despite all the rainwater. Getting so wet just from sucking your cock. Oh, I've been waiting so long for this. My pussy needs your cock. Are you gonna give it to me? Are you gonna shove your cock balls deep into my pussy and make this night truly unforgettable? Wait. Let my lips kiss your cock goodbye before you fuck me. There you go. You want me to lie down on the grass? It's so cold. Come warm me up, baby. Fuck. Fuck. You went right in, didn't you? No, I love it. A lot. My legs are so cold in this wet grass. I think they'd feel a lot warmer wrapped around you, don't you think? Oh. Oh, now kiss me. Make this even more perfect than it is. Make me yours. Tits bounce with every thrust. Memorize this image. I want you to remember just how good it felt to fuck me years from now. I don't think I'll ever forget this. Feeling you stretch me out. Your strong body on top of me. Protecting me from the rain, but still making me wet. And of course, the way you make me feel, like we're the only ones on this planet, like I'm all that matters to you. All the love in your eyes, I'll never forget that. And I'll never forget how fucking hot you are when you're smiling. Could I imagine anything more perfect than this? Yeah, I've imagined having sex with you quite a few times. You make me feel so good. You've always made me feel so good. Fuck me as hard as you want. I can take it. I want to take it. Just like that. God, I love this. Grab my fucking hips. I want your hands on me. I want you to feel all of me. Memorize every detail. Like I will. You're so fucking perfect. Come inside me. And mark me forever. Oh god, I'm getting so fucking close. Everything you do to me just feels so fucking... so fucking good. Fuck. Fuck. Come in me. Come inside my fucking pussy. I want... I'm gonna come. Stay inside me. God, that timing was so perfect. Everything was. I'll never forget this. Yes, I'm crying. It sucks, okay? It sucks that it has to be this way. We could have had a lifetime of this if the universe didn't just screw everything up. And now you're going away and all we'll have left of each other is this night. This one perfect night that will forever be in our heads. And all I can think about is how badly I want to tell the universe to go fuck itself and to ask you to try for me, with me, to try and turn this perfect night into an imperfect relationship. Please tell me no. I'm too weak to let you go. Tell me what I told you about growing up, moving on, all that shit. I need to hear it from you. You needed to hear it from me. You're right. Can you lie down next to me? We can look at the night sky together. I wish we had more time, but we both know that it would be too painful to see each other after this. To watch your soulmate slip away. So I guess all we can do now is lie here, in the middle of our school's football field, together for the last time. So, I guess this is the end of our Netflix moment. You're not done yet? You want to watch the sunrise together? Well, I don't want to end on a sad note either, but I don't think there's much to be done here. Hey, you did not just splash me with rainwater. No! Stop it! Okay, mister, you want to fight me? Come and get it. You can't handle my water throwing skills. You can run, but you can't hide. Oh, looks like you tripped, mister. Here, let me get on top of you for the finishing move. I shall show no mercy. Have you had enough yet? Yeah, you always know how to cheer me up. I'm gonna miss that. But I think we're both ready to move on now. Even if it will be painful and difficult. And I'm sure it will be. Because I love you. And I'll never stop missing you.